You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, my name's Chris Nicol. I'm head of production for Capital and Capital Extra.
So, Chris, you've just done a session teaching people all about how to make amazing imaging. How do people in student radio start out when they necessarily don't have the money or the resources like yourself?
Well, I think, one of the things I touched on in my session was that it's not about, you can do it on a budget. Audition's a fantastic piece of software, and you can use all the standard stuff in that. The best place to start is to start start using some trial and error with EQ and compression. Read up on the internet. There is a load of resource on how to put a good voiceover together. Loads of YouTube videos. That's the best way to go.
So once you've learned these skills through student radio, how would you then go about applying that to the industry?
Well, I think it's about then really showing a passion and drive to learn more. I myself am from student radio, albeit in a different country, but a lot of my knowledge is self-taught by the internet and YouTube, as I just mentioned. And if you have the passion to learn more and become better, that will actually almost sell you more than having the skills at the outset.
Just a few top tips for making the station sound amazing.
Really make sure that the message is the clearest thing. Don't just throw in sound effects because you love them. Do them because they work the best, and work with good music.
All right, cheers. Thank you for chatting to us, Chris.
Thanks.
To get in contact with us, tweet @SRA.